Welcome to Shadows of Meddler, the Ionic Chronicles, a bi-weekly podcast that immerses you in the diverse lives of Meddler City's inhabitants. In this gripping series, we journey through a city where corruption and opportunity collide, and secrets fester beneath the surface. With each episode, we'll explore the bustling city and the characters who inhabit it, from the elusive mastermind Adam to the desperate souls fighting for survival, unveiling a tapestry of interconnected stories that reveal the true essence of Meddler City. Subscribe on Spotify and join us as we navigate the complex and dangerous world of Meddler City. Shadows of Meddler brings you closer to the heart of this dystopian landscape, where the lines between hero and villain blur, and where the pursuit of power leads to unexpected alliances and betrayals. Don't miss out on the action, suspense, and intrigue. Shadows of Meddler awaits, ready to take you on a thrilling ride through the multifaceted lives of its residents. In the heart of Meddler City, where the moonlight barely pierces the dark, damp streets, a tale unfolds, a tale of power, corruption, and the relentless pursuit of survival. Welcome to Shadows of Meddler. An imposing full moon pierced through the dark, damp streets of Meddler City, a land of opportunity for some, a prison of despair for others. Nestled between the treacherous Restfield Mountains and the opulent Manchester, Meddler City straddled the eastern border of its district. As the largest and most corrupt city in the 12 districts of the Neo Republic, it had garnered notoriety primarily for one reason: Xenom. This meta-human, cloaked in onyx and golden-stitched spandex, stood as the sole incorruptible guardian against the city's escalating crime wave. On a typical Thursday night in the city's south side, jazz melodies wove through the fat raindrops, echoing off the porous, underwhelming tar streets. Addicts scurried among the long-abandoned brownstones, now repurposed as dens for their vice. Prostitutes strolled the shadowy lanes, their only protection being the scant moonlight, as they sought just one more customer. Post 23:00. The poorest parts of Meddler typically sank into pitch darkness, the municipal energy diverted to more worthy causes, like the mayor's manor. Yet a single brownstone stood out, its ground floor lounge emanating a bright red glow that illuminated the architecture of a bygone era, a time before the war, when Meddlar was known by another name and the world wasn't reduced to a singular empire. Inside, the jazz, both chaotic and harmonious, offered solace to the weary and the high. Two men, nameless but familiar, emerged from the bar, sharing an umbrella as they whispered about the intel they'd gleaned within. "Spare some change?" a disheveled man implored, hobbling toward them with a cup rattling with pennies. "Ugh, get away from us!" one of the men scoffed, swatting the cup from the beggar's hand. The coins scattered, lost to the murky puddles of the street. Undeterred, the beggar scoured the ground on hands and knees, desperate to recover his meager fortune. "I bet you'd like a jab of this," taunted the other man, revealing a syringe filled with luminous blue liquid. He dangled it mockingly before the beggar, who, despite his confusion, rose shakily, eyes fixed on the elixir. "Dance for it," the man commanded. The beggar, driven by desperation, complied, attempting a clumsy rhythm to the jazz beat spilling from the bar. His efforts were soon challenged by a naked junkie who appeared from nowhere, breakdancing on the rough pavement. "Fight for it," the affluent tormentor egged on. The two addicts clashed in a pitiful struggle, a spectacle of human misery that amused their well-heeled audience. Meanwhile, a shimmering white Rolls-Royce cruised down the hazardous road. The passenger window lowered slightly, allowing the shaded man inside a clearer view of the disheartening scene.
$1,250, Poppy?" a woman on the street called, her voice a mix of desperation and false allure. $1,250 for anything you want?" The man in the Royce turned up his nose, his interest lying elsewhere. "Magnific," he whispered to himself, the car halting in front of the sole well-maintained building. He marveled at the brownstone, It had been nearly 90 years since he'd seen one in its full glory. If only time had stood still, he mused, his gaze shifting to the addicts outside. They scrabbled over the broken syringe, now lapping at the spilled contents from the filthy cracks in the pavement. The man's lip curled in disdain. Homo sapiens never fail at proving just how weak their bloodline is, he muttered, feeling his fangs elongate, enticed by the raw emotion exuding from the desperate addicts. A man, gaunt and draped in black silk, leaned against the railing, his gaze fixed not on the addicts, but on the departing car of the affluent men. As a key distributor of the deathball drug and its variants, he watched the scene with detached interest. His attention, however, shifted as the white Royce parked in front of him. Solomon, the man in the Royce, locked eyes with the henchman as he stepped from the car, his imposing figure accentuated by the luxurious locks atop his head. The henchman, recognizing the significance of the visitor, straightened and flicked his cigarette towards the addicts. "Mr. Solomon," he greeted, extending a hand scarred from battles unknown. Solomon glanced at the offered hand with disdain, his presence commanding respect and fear alike. "Where's your boss?" he demanded, towering over the henchman. "Tom," the henchman replied, withdrawing his hand. "My name is Tom, and my boss isn't available for walk-ins. Do you have an appointment?" His tone carried a hint of defiance, a rare trait in the ranks of the Atomics gang. Tom was one of the few with a semblance of autonomy, a fact that often brought more trouble than it was worth. Solomon leaned in, his curiosity piqued yet mingled with annoyance. Tom's free will was a novelty, but Solomon saw him and all mortals as mere accessories, expendable and replaceable. "My dear boy," Solomon intoned, his grip tightening around Tom's throat, "you seem to have forgotten your place." As Solomon's grasp constricted, Tom's pupils whitened, his head lolling back unnaturally. A different voice emanated from him, a voice belonging to Adam. Solomon's grip loosened in surprise, studying the pinkish receiver stitched into Tom's palate. "Adam?" Solomon inquired, releasing Tom, who slumped against the door, slowly regaining consciousness. "Of course," Tom replied, his demeanor shifting back to that of the henchman. He opened the door, the music and smoke briefly mingling with the night air, before stepping aside. "Right this way, Mr. Solomon." As we conclude this episode of Shadows of Meddler, we invite you to continue this immersive journey through the lives of our characters. The world of Meddler City is complex and ever-evolving, and we can't wait to share more of their stories with you. Stay tuned for the next episode, where new mysteries will unfold, alliances will be tested, and the fate of our characters will hang in the balance. Until then, remember, in Meddler City, the line between light and shadow is razor thin, and the truth is often a double-edged sword. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next installment of Shadows of Meddler. Want to dive even deeper into the heart-pounding action of Shadows of Meddler? You can get ahead of the curve by reading the novel on Kindle Vella, where new chapters are released weekly, allowing you to stay one step ahead of the podcast. Discover additional details, character insights, and untold secrets by following the link provided in the description. Your journey through Meddler City is just beginning, and Kindle Vella offers an exclusive opportunity to explore its mysteries ahead of the podcast episodes. Don't miss out on the thrilling experience that awaits you between the pages.